The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us, because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Monday, is the 24th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67, and then we'll listen to an important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, announced that moderate prodigality and expenditure is the famous criterion that is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah number 2, verse 236. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in a tradition said, to spend for the sake of the falsehood is extravagance, though it is a little, and to be stingy in the path of the truth is thrifty and frugal. In this holy verse, the fifth attribute of the servants of the beneficent, which is moderation and avoiding any excess and defect in jobs and affairs, especially the issue of almsgiving, is mentioned.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. It shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer. In an emphatic hadith, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family stated, I have been sent only for the purpose of perfecting good morals. In this hadith, the Prophet has clearly stated that one of the important aspects of his being sent as a prophet was to show what the good morals, behavior, and manners are. This is a clear sign that behavior and manners clearly fall within the scope of the teachings of Islam. A Muslim cannot escape this fact, and he must adjust his behavior accordingly. The Prophet of Islam said, I'm a guarantor of a house in the highest part of paradise for the one who makes his behavior good. This hadith clearly shows the reward for improving and perfecting one's behavior.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man dear and never allowed him to be humiliated by others. Allah doesn't want this personality to get humiliated. But this attribute is very important for the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the Shias, according to the guidance of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that they should never humiliate themselves, but should avoid humiliating and humiliating actions And Imam says very beautifully that even if he, that is a follower of us, is hungry, our Shias do not howl like dogs and don't covet like crows. They never reach out to our enemies, even if they die of hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, also considers indulgence in humiliating actions as one of the attributes of hypocrites and considers honor to be unique to His essence. Allah says that, give glad tidings to the hypocrites that a painful punishment awaits them. Those who choose unbelievers as their friends instead of believers. Do they seek honor from them, even though all honor belongs to God? Among other traits and characteristics that one can actually enumerate for a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is asceticism and simple life and living simply. And again, we can talk about the next feature that we can also have some say on that is the efforts to bring reforms to the society or to every issue or affair that they are involved.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers and sisters, among Muslim code of behavior, we reach to seeking feedback about ourselves. When was the last time we ask our spouse, our children, our parents, or friends if they had any complaints about our behavior? This is one thing that many of us do not like to do. We fear asking for feedback about our behavior because we do not want to see ourselves as less than perfect. Many times we are blinded to our own faults. And when someone tries to point it out to us, we may go on the defensive. It may not be a bitter pill to swallow if someone has something negative to say about your behavior, but it will give you a chance to reflect sincerely and see if you need to change something about yourself. If they are truthful in their assessment of you, then it's good for you because then you can change and improve your behavior as a Muslim. If you sincerely think that their assessment of your behavior is wrong, then maybe there is a need to have a conversation with them so that they can understand why you do the things that you do. Speaking about the behavior and social interaction of a believer, yes? So now let's look at charity as one of the social behaviors. Giving and caring for others is an elemental characteristic of Islamic behavior. Indeed, everything around us is a manifestation of giving. The sun has provided light and heat for millions of years and continues to do so, for without it, life on earth will not be possible. Forests provided the oxygen that sustains us in addition to the material with which to produce millions of publications that educate and inform us. Our heart beat to supply life-sustaining blood to our other organs. All these manifestations demonstrate the significance of giving. The Quran and Hadith describes the concept of charity as follows. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah are like grasses with seven ears, each with 100 grains. Truly, Allah gives manifold increase to whomever He wills. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 261.
لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي. How many times the Prophet addressed this in that racist society of Arabia? The most racist tribe was Quraysh, the tribe of the Prophet. Quraysh, very racist, very arrogant, متكبر, مغرور, self-conceited. The Prophet kept telling them, there is no preference for you over others. Just because you are Arabs, that does not mean you are better than others. إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. Only through the channel of more responsibility and more righteousness and more faith and more commitment. So they refused. They came and they said to the Prophet, we are ready to support you and help you, provided that you kick those poor people around you. Kick them away. Fire them. And this is in two chapters in the Quran. Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-Kahf. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. God kept reminding the Prophet, oh, the Prophet, don't listen to their intimidation. They are blackmailing you. They are intimidating you. Never listen to Quraysh, to those arrogant people. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ. Do not kick away those people. الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. Poor people were around the Prophet. Someone like Bilal al-Habashi, Salman al-Farisi, Salman al-Muhammadi, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, and others, they were surrounding the Prophet. Those Arabs, the arrogants, they said, we are rich. We are not going to stand in one line next to someone who is poor. I'm a rich person. I'm a celebrity. Do you want me to sit next to someone who has nothing, who has no food to eat? Unless you kick them, tatrud, then we're going to support you. But God said to him, no. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Those true people who call upon their Lord. بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. In the morning and in the evening, seeking their God's countenance. Do not kick them. Do not sack those people. Keep them there. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. O Prophet, those rich people, they provide you with the zina, with the attraction, with the power, with the influence of only this lower life. But they have nothing in that life. So don't listen to them. Don't let them intimidate you. Resist. Say no. Those people are loyal people. And there is no class system.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
food for thought.
Hello, everyone, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Commander of the Faithful and the Leader of the Pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Do not make a sinner despair. Many of the sinful enjoy a happy end on repentance, while many of the seemingly devout rupture their deeds and deserve hell. Allah may protect us from hell.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following to a person named Abdul A'la, perhaps one of his companions. The Imam said, "Give my greetings and peace, and the mercy of Allah to my Shia. And tell them, Allah has mercy on the servant who incites love in the people towards himself and towards us. Meaning, Allah has mercy on the person who creates love in the hearts of people towards himself, both towards himself and towards the imams, when he's, attracting them towards Islam. And it's a very important, point that the imam makes, that a person who wants to invite other people towards Islam, towards the Imam alayhi wasalam, his primary concern should be creating within their hearts, the people's hearts, a love for Islam, a love for the imams, not a love for himself. He should kind of almost be invisible, and his main purpose should be displaying and introducing the virtues of the imams towards the people, right? It shouldn't be opposite to this, right? The imams shouldn't be a tool for his invitation of the people towards himself, right? A lot of times, preachers, right? They use the imams. They use Imam Hussein, Muharram, and these times, to attract people towards themselves, not towards the imams. The person himself, right, the preacher, he should kind of be almost invisible at this time, and the people should be kind of focused more on the love for the imams and, for Islam. In continuation, the imam says, by displaying to them that which they already like, these virtues of the imams, these are things that people already love. People love good virtues, they love truthfulness, they love piety, they love, courage. They love all these good qualities that the imams have. And people already love them. The preacher who is inviting people towards the way and the path of the Ahlul Bayt, he should kind of, tell the people about these virtues that the imams had and create the love for them in their hearts. And keeping from them that which they would reject, and he should, keeping them from that which they would reject. This is the duties incumbent on the Shias in their interaction with people. In a similar tradition, the Imam also said, O Shia community, be an adornment for us amongst people, and do not disagree to us, do not disgrace us. Say good words to people, guard your tongues, and restrain yourselves from mindless chatter and offensive speech. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School, and I want to say hello and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine,
inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. How are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have Ayah 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, page 24 of Quran Kareem. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, stay with us till the end of this session. We'll have this ayah in our topic, and we'll have a short explanation about it. And the most important thing about the tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention in this ayah. So, before we start, Ali Nasir, Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad Haider, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wala nabluwannakum bi shay'in minal khawfi wal ju'i wa naqsim minal amwali wal anfus wa naqsim minal amwali wal anfusi wath-thamarat.
Now I will be reciting. Make sure you trust, listen, and then repeat. All right? So, brothers and sisters, if you're listening to us right now, please repeat after us and practice.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. وبشر الصابرين. وبشر الصابرين.
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So listen to the translation of this ayah. We will surely test you. وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. How? With a measure of fear. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. والجوع and hunger. ونقص من الأموال والأنفس. And a loss of wealth and lives and fruits والثمرات. So, we'll test you with these things. وبشر الصابرين. And give good news to the patient. Okay? Those who tolerate, those who have patience, okay? In the when they have the tests, okay? So guys, you know that Allah Almighty is wise. He is wise, yes. He is knowledgeable. He has the knowledge over everything. And whatever he does is based on wisdom, based on mercy, based on knowledge. Okay, he doesn't do, God forbid, okay, anything wrong.
So, but there are many reasons, okay, for why, for example, we have flood, we have, for example, tornadoes, we have earthquakes, we have, physically, they have some reasons, yes, but totally, okay, in terms of religious, in terms of, for example, spiritually, let's see what reasons are there. Actually, we don't have much time to talk about them, but I give you an address, so please refer to them, okay? If you, even you can search the internet, okay, on the Google search, okay, that... in Persian as well, you can search in English, whatever, okay? The reasons, okay? The religious reasons, for example, or the reasons behind the, for example, you can write the evils. People call them evils, yes? Shar, okay? Shurur or shar. So you can learn about them. There are many hadith, many verses of the Quran, okay? You will see they have explanations about them, okay? So one of the reasons is that Allah Almighty wants to test us. If we have, for example, fear, if we have, for example, hunger, if we have, not hunger like you're hungry right now, okay, not this one. I mean hunger totally, okay, in the world. Or if we, sometimes we have a loss in our wealth, we lose a lot of money. Sometimes we lose our lives, okay? Our family members, they die, okay? All of a sudden, they die, all right? Or, for example, our crops, yes? Your crops, okay, you have less products this time, okay, this year, for example. So there are many reasons, physical reasons also, yeah, materialistic reasons, and also there are spiritual reasons. So one of them is Allah Almighty wants to test us, okay? And Allah Almighty then says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news to those who are patient, all right? So Allah Almighty gives us these things in order to give us a promotion, one of the reasons, to grow some types of talents, okay? Another reason. There are many reasons that you can go and learn about them. Especially in the Tafasir book, if you look, okay? They are written. So guys, better to refer to the Tafasir book, a hadith book, inshallah, for the explanation, okay?
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Let's go to the main topic of our class, which is the Tajweed rules. This ayah has a lot of rules. Pay attention, okay? وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. I told you one thing, I think, in the previous sessions, in the early sessions, in the very first sessions, that you don't have to, for example, instead of producing a short vowel sound, if you produce a long vowel sound, the meaning changes. And also vice versa, the opposite, yes?
Yes.
Like here, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Instead of saying وَلَا, if you say وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, the meaning changes. وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, for sure I will test you. Allah Almighty says. If you say وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, I don't test you. The meaning changes. So, a single sound, a single short vowel sound, if we change it to a long vowel, it changes the meaning. So you should be very careful. Tajweed rules are very important, okay? And also in reading and fluency, you've studied this. So, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بَا سَاكِن. So when we have the ba sakin, the rule قَلْقَلَ is applied. A bouncing or an echoing sound is produced. وَلَنَبْ. Make sure it is not لَبَ. لَبَ, no. وَلَنَبْ. نَبْ. Echoing sound. نَبْ. نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. نُن مُشَدَّد. وَنَّكُمْ. Alright? إِدْغَام. Nasal sound. Nakum, Mim Sakin we have here, right? After Mim Sakin, we say in Ba. So we have a Mim Sakin. For the Mim Sakin, we had a rule. If you have a Mim Sakin, three rules were applied: Idgham Mithlain, Ikhfa, and Idhar. Three rules were applied, okay, there. So which rule is this? If we had a Mim Sakin plus Ba, Ikhfa was applied. If we have a Noon Sakin plus Ba, Iqlab is applied. You remember?
Yes.
Okay. So here, Ikhfa. You gotta kind of hide the sound of Mim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Hide the sound of me. كُمْ بِشَيْءٍ Also a nasal sound you should produce there. Two counts. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ Okay? Any other letters after, for example, ميم ساكين like فا تا ميم If ميم is there, إدغام مثلين. If any other letter is there, okay? إظهار. For example, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ فِي If there's فِي. Okay? If. So فا is not با, not ميم. So you can do إظهار. No yeah. changes. But ميم, با is there, so إخفاء is applied. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ Right? بِشَيْءٍ تَنْوِين Aha. After تَنْوِين, you have ميم. In the previous session, we mentioned that you have to apply the rule. Idgham, yes. Meem. Six letters were there. Ya, ra, meem, lam, waw, nun. Idgham. Yes? Yarmalun letters. So, Fawad, read it. Bishay.
Bishay'im min al
Yes. Bishay'im. Yes? Two counts. Nasal sound also. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ Again, meme. Again, إِدْغَام. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ نُنْ ساكن. أنفس نُنْ ساكن plus فا. What rule is applied, Hassan? Hussein?
إخفاء, sir.
إخفاء, yes. Yes, إخفاء. Nun Sakin plus Fa. Fa is from the rest of the letters, yes? Wal Anfus. Wal Hide the sound of Nun. And here, Bishay, Walanabluwannakum. We were hiding the sound of Mim. Here we are hiding the sound of Nun. Right?
Yes.
Wal Anfus. What Thamarat? We have. Qala, Qala says it's a sign of stopping. It says what?
Better
to stop. Waqf is better than wasl. Yeah, you can continue, but it's better to stop here. Wabashiri sabirin. Wabashiri, join it with sad. Skip hamzatul was and lam. Wabashiri sabirin. Why you skip lam?
Hamzatul was.
No, why do you skip lam?
Because you're connecting Ra to Sa and Sa has Tashdeed.
Yes. No, that's not the reason. But the reason is Saad is a sun letter.
Oh, yeah.
That's why when it comes after Lam, Lam is skipped. But if it was. Yeah, but if it is not a sun letter, moon letter, so you don't have
to. Sure, but if a moon letter had Tashdeed.
Yeah. So.
So, sir.
Moon letter doesn't have a Tashdeed there after Lam. Because you join the previous letter to the Lam. In this case, lam is pronounced. So when lam is pronounced, of course, if there is a lam after that, yeah, two lam are there, so you join them. So thank you so much. Very, very important rules here we mentioned. Inshallah, you practice, please, okay? And if you had any questions, you can ask us. And also, you can, for the explanation about this ayah, I told you the reasons of the evils, people call them, okay, evils. So please refer to the tafasir book, to the hadith book, okay? We don't have much time to talk about them. Inshallah, I hope you learn something. So guys, do you have any questions? Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening. We really recommend you stay with us in IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, every day we are here with you with the Quranic session. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us in the discussion of the Kumail supplication, we have reached this part. لَكِنَّكَ تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُكَ أَقْسَمْتَ أَن تَمْلَأَهَا مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَأَن تُخَلِّدَ فِيهَا الْمُعَانِدِينَ But you, holy are your names, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men, And you will place those who stubbornly resist forever therein. وَأَنْتَ جَلَّ ثَنَاؤُكَ قُلْتَ مُبْتَدِئًا And you, majestic, is your eulogy, said through kindness. وَتَطَوَّلْتَ بِالْإِنْعَامِ مُتَكَرِّمًا As a favor. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُ Is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. As we said in the previous episode, this is really important to differentiate between the mu'min and the fasiq. Of course, these two have their own inner sides of effects. And of course, the Almighty Allah has prepared some blessings for the true mu'min and some chastisements for the true fasiq. And that is a part of the justice from the side of the Almighty Allah we talk about. Now, the importance of being a fasiq that keeps us away from the mercy of the Almighty Allah has got different sides and different aspects. One important aspect, though, that is, I assume, directly related to our discussion here is the effect it has on the acceptance of the supplication. I mean, there are some hindrances, there are some obstacles and impediments that prevent a prayer from ascending to Allah. And the, of course, important question for all of us might be that what are these obstacles and impediments that prevent a prayer from being ascended to Allah? So, supplication is the ascending Qur'an, Al-Qur'an al-Sa'id, which is different from the descending Qur'an, which is the Qur'an we recite. The descending Qur'an calls us toward servanthood of the Almighty Allah, turning to Him and taking shelter in Him. The Holy Qur'an differentiates between the true mu'min and the fasiq, the ungodly and the believer. That is why this verse of the Holy Qur'an has been mentioned here. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُ Now let us turn back to the importance and role of sins and being a fasiq, in veiling man from Allah. We'll be back to discuss that after a short break.
And had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good. About all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about this part of this Kumail supplication, that this verse of the Holy Quran is mentioned, فَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. We have to consider that bad deeds that turn a man into a fasiq play two roles in man's life. The first role is that they take man away from Allah. They cut him off from him. And the result, of course, is obviously that the man is unable to attain the state of turning towards Allah, which is the reality of being a mu'min and supplicating to him. The reality is that the sinner is veiled from Allah by his sins, and then he will surely be veiled by them from supplication and the acceptance of dua as well. The second role of sins is that they prevent the prayer to ascending to Allah. And this is totally different from the first one. The first one is something that is the result of the action itself. And the second one is the result that Almighty Allah has set for this deviated act. And this is the kind of thing we tried to discuss in the previous episode. Now, if a prayer reaches Allah, then the response from him would certainly be accompanied. Because, of course, he's not incapable of answering an response. But there are some supplications that lack the ability to reach him. And the fact is that sometimes sins stop a person from supplicating, and sometimes the person might supplicate, but these sins will somehow withhold the ascent of a prayer to Allah. So, in short, there are two kinds of results for our actions. The kind of results that are for their own, I mean, naturally they have these results with them, and they are the cause for them. And the second kinds of results is the ones that the Almighty Allah has set for them as chastisement or reward. I assume this cursory look at the effect of sins and the difference of being a fasiq and mu'min that this verse of the Holy Quran says in this part of the Kumail supplication needs more explanation. So stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, and research in the house Elvia of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, what are the changes that take place in adolescents that parents or guiders or the trainers should be taking care of?
First and foremost, things which are quite apparent are the changes in the physical nature of the human being. The body form is changing. Things which are which were not there before in the form of those things which make a woman and a man and they can